God's word for our consideration this evening, God's word to nourish us, God's word to strengthen us, comes from the gospel lesson, from the gospel according to St. Matthew at the 27th chapter. And during this whole 27th chapter, we are shown about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the trials, through Judas hanging himself, through Jesus before Pilate, the soldiers mocking him, and finally, now the crucifixion. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And sitting down, they kept watch over him. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him: "This is Jesus, the King of Jews." Two robbers who were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God." So far, God's word for our consideration. I wonder if you saw the movie, or if you remember the movie Passion of Christ. And if you saw that movie, as they proceeded through the movie, they got to the crucifixion. And they had the cross laying down on the ground. And they took Jesus and they strapped him down. And they nailed his hands to the horizontal bar of that cross. They lifted up that cross, and there he's hanging by his hands. I want you to think about those hands. I want you to think about your hands. I want you to think, as you think about your hands, I want you to think about a baby. As a baby is in your arms, and how that baby, that infant, takes its hands and its fingers and starts to explore its mouth, starts to explore wrapping those fingers around your finger, starting to explore everything. And as that baby grows into a young child, the child starts to continue to explore. And as that child continues to explore, you start putting little plugs in the outlets, because you don't want that child to accidentally put their fingers in that outlet. But the child continues to explore with their fingers and with their hands. They try opening up the drawers, or try opening up any kind of thing to play with. And as that child continues to grow, they continue to use their hands, and sometimes, like our son Paul did, when we were in a parsonage in Langdon, North Dakota, and he climbed up on a chair, and I can't remember if Karen was there or not, but he put his hand on the burner to see if it was hot. Exploring with the hands. I want you to think about your hands and how you get your hands dirty. Could be working on a project outside with dirt and mud and grime, and how your hands get so dirty. They need to be cleansed. They need to be clean. Because when you walk into the house for dinner, for supper, whatever, you're going to wash your hands. Even now, during the flu season or COVID, we're being asked to wash our hands, constantly to wash our hands, to get the filth off of those hands, those physical hands. As you look at your Savior Jesus hanging from the cross, I want you to think about your hands in a spiritual way. Because not only do we get our hands dirty in the physical way, we get our hands dirty in a spiritual faith way. Those hands that don't open up the Bible, those hands that could be doing evil, doing the thing that Jesus doesn't want us to do. And all of a sudden, we start looking at these hands. And we start looking at hands that have done filth and greed, that have done what God does not want us to do. And all of a sudden, we start looking at the hands of Jesus. The hands of Jesus that are stretched out on the cross. The hands of Jesus that are bloodied and spiked. The hands of Jesus that eventually are reaching out to you to forgive you your sin. The sin that you have committed in thought, word, and deed. Reaching out his hands in love to encompass us, to wrap around us, to tell us that we are forgiven. Those holy hands of Jesus are amazing to us because he outstretches these hands into lives that are broken, into lives that are needed, that need his hands, that need his presence. What a Savior we have. A Savior Jesus who stretches out his hands and knowing, as he told Peter, I could call 12 legions of angels and my Father would protect me. Yet he stretches his hands out, his arms, and he allows his hands to be bloodied and spiked and to be stretched out for you and I. And those hands are the hands of a loving Savior, a hand that reaches out, a hand, those hands that lift us up, those hands of a loving God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who forgives us our sins and also encourages us to go out and tell others about Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. In Jesus' holy name, amen.